USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning says he wants to have a good relationship with Russia and its President Vladimir Putin, but he tweets this morning, quote, the fake news media wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even one that could lead to war. That follows an interview he gives CBS that airs last night, in which he says he does believe the current U.S. intelligence community's conclusions concerning Russian meddling in 2016's election, but he says he doesn't believe former U.S. intelligence officials who have since left office.
I certainly don't have confidence in past people. You look at what's happened. Take a look at all of the shenanigans that have gone on. Very hard to have confidence in that group.
207,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, down 8,000 from the week before. Analysts expected a rise. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Officials on New York's Long Island are reopening Fire Island beaches today after they were closed because of two apparent shark attacks yesterday, one that injured a 13-year-old boy and one that injured a 12-year-old girl at a second beach about 4 miles from where the first attack occurred. The girl's mother is Barbara Polina.
I figured, you know, oh, she got brushed by something and it scared her. And she was freaking out until I saw her come out of the water.
And then you saw blood.
Well, really, I saw the puncture wounds before I saw the blood.
That is heard on NBC's Today show this morning. Both youngsters escaping without serious injury. It's been 70 years since a documented shark attack had taken place off Fire Island. It's official that President Trump's military parade is going to happen on November 10th. The Pentagon saying it will coincide with the 100th anniversary of World War I and will cost about $12 million. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Action taken by the California Supreme Court to block a ballot item that would have asked about splitting California into three states. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The High Court says because there are questions about the proposition's validity, the potential harm of leaving it on the ballot outweighs the potential harm of delaying it to a future election. An environmental group says the measure is invalid because splitting the state would change the state's constitution, and approval of two-thirds of both houses is needed before such a proposition can be put before voters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is facing backlash for comments in which he seemingly defends Holocaust deniers. In an interview with the online tech website Recode, Zuckerberg said while he found the Holocaust deeply offensive, deniers would not be banned from Facebook. Yesterday, in a follow-up email, Zuckerberg said he didn't intend to defend people who deny the Holocaust, but he said Facebook does not want to ban people from expressing their opinions. And a release date for the new Joker movie's been announced, as Warner Brothers has revealed. Joker will hit theaters in October of 2019. With Joaquin Phoenix starring as the iconic Batman villain, the director will be Todd Phillips of the Hangover movies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.